PPL Montana is now operating a completely renovated Rainbow Dam, just a few miles northeast of Great Falls. The $230 million project marks the biggest investment in energy generation in the state since the Colstrip coal-fired power plant was built about 30 years ago. Capital reporter Dan Boyce takes us on a tour of the dam and tells us what its new technology can do.
An enormous steel cylinder is spinning inside a new concrete building right next to the Missouri River. That cylinder is generating a lot of power.
It almost doubles the output of this plant in terms of electricity.
That's PPL Montana Director of External Affairs David Hoffman. It's enough to power about 45,000 homes. Construction on this renovation started back in 2009. The new dam went fully online this past April. Operations foreman Jerry Gray says the basic idea has not changed much.
The same electromagnetic induction to create the electricity, is the windings and everything are essentially the same as they were 100 years ago.
You take water from a high place, you pour it down to a lower place, spinning some kind of wheel to make power. Humans have been doing that for generations. Greatly refined now, though. Rainbow Dam was built above a set of natural waterfalls.
And then you put a conveyance system, some way to get the water from the dam downstream. You take advantage of the natural drop in the terrain.
The key is, you want the water to drop as far as possible to put the most force against the power-generating turbine. Water flowing into the dam starts about 30 feet above the riverbed, but it then runs into this concrete channel that takes it a half mile downstream. Over the course of that half mile, the lay of the land drops more and more. When it reaches the end, the water funnels into a pipe and drops 112 feet down into the turbine, spinning that metal cylinder, creating power. But although it's spinning at a pretty good clip, it's a lot slower than it used to be. The old Rainbow Dam had 8 smaller twin turbines that were a lot faster. Any fish that happened to swim through those was a goner. External Affairs Director David Hoffman says those 8 twin turbines have been completely replaced by the new single turbine.
Estimated to be about 95% less fish mortality for fish that may pass through that.
PPL predicts the new power station and turbine at Rainbow Dam should be able to last as long as the old system did, about 100 years. I'm Dan Boyce reporting outside Great Falls.